We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though, podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, my guest is Rob Grabowski, a fantastic improviser here in Chicago. And way back in episode 7, right when we were starting off, Rob and I did an episode called Fratcast. It was a podcast hosted by two guys in the frat Sig Pi, and it was all about the hijinks that they got themselves into. Well, it's a year later, and Rob and I wanted to catch up on these characters and see what they were up to. Now, you don't need to have listened to the first episode to get what's going on. You can if you want, because it's a great episode, and there are some inside jokes that are in this episode, but it's not essential. All you need to know is that in the last episode, Rob's character, Grab, was about to graduate and leave my character, Bro Bake, behind. That's all you need to know. Now, we join them 1 year later, after Grab has graduated. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sig Piecast. Welcome to the Sig Piecast. It is me, Bro Bakes, still here, still doing this thing alone, still killing it. Hey, you guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Again, before we get started, just wanted to say, still looking for anybody. Maybe you're a pledge, maybe you want a pledge, maybe you walked by. Still looking for somebody to replace me on this because I graduate in a couple months and I still haven't even found anybody to replace Grab, let alone myself. So let's get on to some school news that I got to... Squeeze, I swear to God, dude, do not read the goddamn sign. It says on air, okay?
Hey, maybe as you said, only idiots allowed.
Pinto?
No, you idiot, open the door.
Oh, hold on.
Oh! What is that? Yeah, dude!
Hey,
oh, man, oh. No way.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I thought you were squeezed.
No,
man.
It's okay. You got to put... I understand. You got to put the... you got to put the authoritative on. You
oh,
got
man.
The
signs here, up. Here. Put this on. Put the headphones on.
Hang on. I'm putting the headphones on.
Yeah, that's your mic. Hey, let me get your mic on.
Oh, this feels... I'm back. I'm on, baby.
Oh, my God.
Good to be back.
You guys, super special episode. Surprise visit by the Grab.
Ooh, Grab's back. Boop, boop, boop.
Dude, you guys, it has been almost one full year since the Grabbers graduated.
I like that. Dude, I like that. That's nice.
That's you graduated.
I can't. First off, hey, Bro Bakes.
What's up, Bro?
How are you, buddy? You look good, man.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely. I can't believe I've been listening still. Thank you for carrying on the legacy.
Oh, thank you.
I can't believe you haven't found a co-host yet.
Dude, everyone...
No one wants to join you?
Chirish tried to join in.
Chirish?
Yeah, and he was in for one episode.
I never liked Chirish. Dude. I skipped that one on principle.
Good.
Yeah.
You missed nothing.
Good. I feel like I wouldn't.
I don't want to be racist.
Please do.
But he's Chinese and Irish.
Yeah.
That's why we call him Chirish. Duh, you came up with the name.
I did. I'm proud of it.
Yeah. Apparently, neither of those types of people can podcast.
What? What? Wait, has there been podcasts? Are there podcast bylaws now?
Yeah, well, he wasn't any good. That's
no,
what I'm saying.
Fair. No,
he was
that.
Awful.
If you're not good, you're not good, baby.
No, it was.
You got to be on the mic all the time.
Oh,
always
man.
Live, baby.
God, he tried to do, and then halfway through, he started crying about his parents getting divorced.
Oh.
And I was just like, keep that out of the podcast.
You
got to
leave it outside the recording room.
Oh,
man.
But besides that, dude, I graduate soon.
That's great, man.
I can't believe it. I didn't think it was possible.
Hey.
What?
Enjoy the last few months. Like,
oh,
just
no.
Live it up, man.
Well, what's been up with you, dude?
I don't want to bring it down already because it's good to see you. I'm excited. I can crash here this weekend, right?
Dude, your room is still empty.
What?
I left it empty.
Are we not doing well with the frat?
No, we're doing fine. People okay, want cool. that room. We're actually three to a room right now.
Oh, because you left it as a shrine for me? Because
I left it. It's like, you know, when somebody has a kid and they get killed in a car accident?
Jesus Christ, yeah.
And they just leave the room
I
the
do.
Exact
yeah,
same.
Yeah, my neighbors had that
it's
when I was growing up.
It's the exact same. Your porns are in the same spot.
Thank you.
Your dirty stuff's in the same spot.
I've been looking
for that.
By the
way, there's a lot of stuff you forgot to take.
It was a busy weekend, that graduating weekend, man.
Dude,
I just
so
kind of
your room's
up
still
my,
there.
It's great.
You're gonna go right back
in
there.
I'm gonna crash in it, dude. The real world is it's different, man. It's not what I was expecting it to be.
What do you mean different?
It's just you get so accustomed just kind of being here, man, on this campus, just living the life, and then you kind of get a job, and you get thrown in the real world, and it's just. It's not the same. So, all you know what? Don't worry about that, though. You're going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. Just enjoy. Hey.
Don't scare me, man.
Hey.
What?
Just enjoy your last few times here, okay, man?
Okay.
All right, cool. I don't want to. I'm just going to.
Squeeze! For the love of goddamn Christ, squeeze.
Squeeze!
I just wanted you guys.
Squeeze! Do you know who I am? Get out.
What?
Get out, squeeze.
Okay.
Squeeze.
Are you Grabber?
You betcha.
Okay.
Do you recognize his face? Hold on. Maybe you recognize this. Yeah, that's my butt.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah,
I just wanted
get
to,
out of here.
I heard some yelling and I was wondering if you wanted
squeeze?
To think.
Okay. What the hell's your name?
Squeeze.
Squeeze, get out.
Okay.
Seems like a good guy.
Oh, God. He is awful.
What? No?
He always wants to get on the podcast. He's really upset because I have him sleeping in the basement.
Oh, God.
And he's like, there's an extra room.
No.
I'm still sleeping by myself, so people are getting upset, but I'm whatever.
Yeah.
Then deal with it when I leave.
Hell yeah, dude. Take that, squeeze.
Yeah.
All right, I don't want to... You just continue on with your... You do the podcast. I'll just pop in when I can, okay?
Okay, cool. Well, the first thing is campus news.
Ooh.
This will be great for you to hear.
Yeah, give me some updates.
Dean Tarrant, back in the day, he died.
He passed away. We got that stupid statue of him.
Yeah, guess what?
What?
Dean Harold?
Yeah.
Also died.
What?
This week.
No way.
Yeah.
It just happened?
Dude, they found his body in the Philippines.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
The dean who was giving me a hard time.
Dean Howard?
Turns out Dean Howard likes to go to the Philippines for some weird stuff.
Oh my God. Is he into like Thai boys and all that stuff?
I don't know. The official report says that he was there because the school was looking into buying new neon signs. And apparently there's a big neon factory there, and apparently
that
it was all school
legit.
Business. Yeah, it seemed, but in my head, it's not.
Okay.
It's not.
It seems
said,
real. I believe it.
They found his body in a 3-star hotel.
What?
They didn't find anything on him. Apparently, it was a mugging.
Oh, God.
But in my head, he was into some freaky deaky stuff.
Absolutely.
So,
I fully agree with that.
Yeah, there's
I
no
can't
facts.
We lost two deans in 2 years.
Dude, and you know what's going on right now?
What?
We have no dean.
Oh my God.
Nobody wants to jump in.
Should I throw my hat in the ring for dean?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Sig Podcast. Grab Grab has just announced his candidacy for dean of the school.
Attention school, attention everyone on campus, is me, Grab Grab, returning
man,
for a little bit.
You know,
maybe forever now, because I'm going to throw my hat into this ring.
Dude,
I want to be Dean Grab Grab.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
I'd be the best dean in the world, man.
Only thing, I'm going to warn you.
Please.
There's a chance you might die.
I'm going to take that chance.
All right.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever
cool,
you want to
cool.
do, dude.
What else is going on? How's the quad?
Quad is still there.
Great.
There's news that they want to turn it into a FOD.
A FOD?
Yeah, they want to put in a
wouldn't it be called
a fifth building.
A pence or something?
A pentagram?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to build it. Yeah, I think that's what they said.
Well, if I'm elected dean, are you elected as dean?
I think so.
Great. If I'm elected as dean, we're going to make it a six tuplets.
Oh,
yeah.
Why not? Why stop at a pentagram?
More rooms
you can
for
make
everybody.
It anything else.
Yeah.
What else is new on campus? Oh, the local fire department.
Uh-oh.
And police department are trying to shut down this year's pub crawl.
What? Why?
Because they say, one, it's a fire hazard when the pub crawl starts and the bars just let in as many people as they want.
That's part of the pub crawl.
That's pub crawl.
You gotta crawl over the people blocking you to get to the bar.
Otherwise, how else is it a pub?
How do you? I don't understand.
Listen, police department and fire department, I know you guys didn't have to go to college like we did.
Yeah,
and you're
take that,
dumb.
Dummies.
But you need to do a pub crawl.
Educated masses.
Yeah, you idiots.
When I'm dean, it'll be anarchy all the time. Boom. No, actually, we'll have a purge. We'll do a purge. Dude, oh. Have you seen The Purge?
Yeah.
Great film.
Duh. Favorite movie.
Hell yeah.
Or at least second favorite movie.
What's your first?
Forrest Gump.
Great film.
Super good movie.
Remember Gump and Wine Nights? Those were good times.
Oh, dude.
We'd watch Gump and drink wine.
Yeah, but only like 20 minutes at a time, because you can just pick up Gump right where you left off.
Basically. Does it get real... It gets sad near the end, though. Like, it's a pretty fun beginning, and then it gets super sad.
Yeah, I'm happy the whole time, though.
Really?
As long as we're not watching Benjamin Button, I'm in good moods.
What an overrated movie.
Cool. Last bit of news.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, just last bit of news. Speaking of movies, the theater club...
What?
Yeah.
Go on.
The theater club is in hot water.
What? First off, why are you hanging out with theater nerds?
I'm not. This was just in the newspaper.
For reals?
Yeah.
Okay.
The theater club's in hot water for...
For what?
Like stuff that we do.
What?
Yeah.
They were hazing people?
Hazing people.
Really?
Yeah. The theater club, apparently... Dude, I read up on their hazing tactics.
Uh-huh.
Way better than ours.
What did they do?
Dude, they made people shove whole... like Shakespearean books up their butt.
Whoa. Look, I'm not a big reader. In fact, I barely like to read stop signs. But I know William Shakespeare has written at least 12 plays.
Yeah.
That's a big thing to shove up a butt.
Yeah, any play, anything shoved up your butt is something that we've never even tried.
No.
So they did that. They also made them...
rumors they used to do it back in the day, though.
Oh, well, that was like the Dark Ages.
Yeah, it was like the 80s.
Yeah.
Gross.
Enjoy your tapes.
So what's the theater going to do?
Apparently they're all done. The theater club is shut down.
They're shutting down the theater?
Well, just theater club.
Oh, okay.
The theater is going to be replaced by the local theater company, which is like all old sad people who do like improv and stuff on the weekends. Speaking of which, can we get on to your news? What's some news from the real world?
Okay, here we go.
We ever catch Osama bin Laden?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, cool.
This is the real world news. Bro Bakes, the real world is tough.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Like, you have a job, and that job expects you to show up basically every day.
Whoa, not Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
No, dude.
Not Tuesday, Thursday?
No.
Then why do we have classes like that?
I don't understand. We got to be there every day. And you know what time you got to be there? When
10?
They tell you what time you got to be there.
So like 11?
Sometimes 8. Sometimes
8 at night?
7, no, 8 in the morning.
That's not even a time.
Sometimes 7:30. And they wanted to do that. They want you to do that 5 days a week. And sometimes you got to come in on the weekend.
5 days a week?
Yeah.
Like Seinfeld reruns?
No, basically, yeah, but not as fun and more than a half hour.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. It's tough, man.
Dude.
And like sometimes people in the office don't want to hang out or claim you maybe drink too much at lunch or are not a fan of the pranks, the fun pranks we're just pulling around. I'm sorry. Who doesn't love a good shaving cream full of chairs? Wait, I said that weird. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, when you put shaving cream on all over someone's chair.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, you put the shaving cream all over the chairs. They sit in it, and they got a shaving cream.
And they'll be like, oh, what, you got a barbershop chair?
Hell yeah. And that's funny, and I laugh, but no one else did. It's a different world, man.
Dude.
So just enjoy your time here is all I'm going to say.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
What's your job, by the way?
What now?
What's your job?
Oh, I'm senior vice president of Apple.
Oh, that's an okay job.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, seems like an okay job.
There's some perks to it, for
sure.
Oh,
that's right, because didn't your dad work for Apple or something?
Yeah.
Was your, like, Wozniak or
something? Yeah, I'm Polish. Last name's Wozniak. It runs in the family.
Well, your name's Grab.
Anyway,
right?
Well, that's a nickname, just Grab. Because I grab things.
You get in trouble for it.
You can't do it anymore, though. But I grab other things, like keys, fruit,
well, you know. Keys and fruit.
Well, because they dangle in front of your face, you got to grab it, man. Get out of my face.
How is Apple headquarters doing?
Oh, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. I get to travel to Japan every once in a while.
What?
China. China's not fun. Japan's pretty cool.
You get to travel to China and Japan?
Sometimes, yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
It's all right.
Dude, how do you even afford to travel there?
Oh, it's all on business. Check out this. That's a Black American Express.
What the hell?
It's shiny. That just goes all to corporate. I don't pay for that, but I got to use it and save receipts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude.
So you know what, bro?
Yeah.
This weekend?
Uh-huh.
It's on me.
No way.
on me.
Oh, my God.
We just got to talk about business for like 2 seconds so I can write it off.
Cool. And then I can get as many Miller Lights as I want?
Say that beer one more time.
As many Miller Lights as I want?
Yeah, Miller Lights.
All right, I guess... Oh, well, I guess you're paying, so we can go up.
We can do Stella. We can do...
Ooh.
You know what? We're going to get some Johnny Walker... What's the highest? Black? Blue?
Red? Johnny Walker Orange.
Green? Orange? Yeah. I don't even know it. We're getting a couple bottles of that.
Well, I don't know if it's called that. It's just up on top, and there's that orange neon light underneath it. So
I'm assuming
that
Johnny Walker Orange, yeah.
Okay. Because
their other ones are just Johnny Walker Color.
I've only had, really, Miller Lite for the last 4 years.
Bro Bakes?
Yeah.
Hold my hand for a second.
Yeah.
Hold it. I'm going to teach you things this weekend.
Oh!
Yeah, dude.
We're going to do rich people stuff.
Yeah, we're going to do some rich people stuff. What are you doing when you get out of here?
My dad owns a company.
What's the company?
3M.
Oh, the tape company?
Yeah, I don't know. He makes tape or something.
No, that's all right. What are you going
to
do?
I don't like to get into it. I don't know. Okay. I just kind of want to hang out of the house for a while. My
sure.
parents say I'm not.
Hey.
I have a bunch. My parents have money.
Squeeze, get out of here!
I just wanted to know if you guys wanted ice cream sandwiches.
Yes!
Yeah, we do, Squeeze.
Bring them all here immediately!
Here you guys go.
Oh, thank you.
Here's your ice cream.
Thank you. Get out of here.
Thank you so much for tuning
in. Squeeze, get the fuck off the mic. Squeeze, get out of the mic. Squeeze, you piece of shit!
Squeeze, how come you're not wearing your swimsuit?
And washing the swimsuit?
No, you're not allowed to wash it.
You have to
take it out right now.
I had to do it. You take it out. You put on that swimsuit
right now.
Immediately.
You better come back up here in 10 minutes with a wet swimsuit.
You better. I'm going to be furious.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir.
Get out of here. You're goddamn welcome. Get out, Squeeze.
Fucking Squeeze.
He's a good kid. He seems like a good guy. He's got a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah, he's okay. I mean, I should really punish him for not keeping that swimsuit on. He's been complaining a lot about it. So like,
well, it does
he also
itch.
Says that he can't go to the Commons without a shirt on, and I said, that's not part of the deal, man. I said, Squeeze, you don't wear a shirt when you swim. You're too skinny. If you're a fatter dude, I would let you wear a shirt when you swim.
Fat people disgust me.
All right, next up is we have the news action report.
Yeah,
this has been a long time.
I am missing this. Yes,
all right.
Yes, news action. News action.
Grab.
Yeah, bro, Bakes.
Got any action?
No.
Oh.
It's all right.
There's none in the real world?
No, there's a little bit, but there's a lot of rules you got to follow, so I don't know how to... I don't... The real world, women are scary out there. I don't know how to talk to them. It's different.
Really?
Yeah. I've been flirting a little bit with the receptionist at the Apple Corporation.
And was she like, she's not into it? Did you tell her that you're in Sig Pi?
I brought it up. I wear my pin all the time.
And she doesn't care?
She does not care
about
what I
do. That works all the time on campus.
No, but in the real world, it does not work.
That doesn't make any sense.
So it's a little hard.
What world do we live in?
A weird one. Hey, bro, Bakes.
What?
Got any action?
Dude, not that I would really like to talk about.
Well, you got
to
talk about it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, uh-oh. What mistakes did you make?
You know, water buffalo?
She's still here?
She's still here.
Oh, no.
And she finally broke me down, dude.
Oh, no, dude.
I hooked up with water buffalo.
How'd it go?
It was actually really good.
Yes! Are you guys falling in love?
No, we're not falling
in love.
Come on,
are you going to see her again?
Oh, she's texting me right
now.
No. I got drunk last night and I texted her some stuff I didn't mean to text her.
Let me see that phone. Give me that phone.
Come on, dude. No, come on. No, dude.
That's a lot of heart emojis and a lot of winky emojis. Dude, you know why we call her Water Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that? I thought it was because of her shoulders.
She's got broad shoulders.
Yeah.
No, that's not it at all. We call her Water Buffalo because her freshman year, they threw a giant carpet on her and covered her in water balloons. That's why we called her Water Buffalo. Has nothing to do with the way she looks or the way she is. Don't be ashamed that you got down with Water Buffalo.
I just don't like that I hooked up with a girl who has a nickname Water Buffalo.
No one's going to like that, but you got to look past that, man. Hey, the real world is scary. If you can enter it with someone that you love and like, it's going to make it a lot easier. Don't be ashamed, man.
What? Me and Water Buffalo have hooked up a few times.
Yeah, I knew it! Dang it. Squeeze!
She just broke me down, dude.
Squeeze, get in here!
Yeah.
Squeeze, where's your swimsuit?
Put on some damn clothes, Squeeze.
Squeeze, you got a nice thing going on down there. I approve.
He's trying to hold it with two hands. He can't keep it in there.
Good for you, Squeeze.
Guys, I heard you calling for me.
Squeeze!
Yeah?
I want you to go down to the nearest store
here
and get some nice flowers and a box of chocolate.
But
take it down to the Kappa Kappa size and tell say this is Water Buffalo from Bro Banks.
But can I put on my swimsuit?
Absolutely. You go down there like that right now.
Yeah, I want him going naked because he's going to get stuff for free.
That do way. It!
Okay, bye-bye.
If you get in trouble as elected dean, I'll write you off.
Okay.
What's her last name? What company does she work for?
I don't know her last name.
Oh, don't. Just call her Water Buffalo.
I'll call her Water Buffalo, which is really weird during sex.
Call her to WB and then make a lot of Michigan J. Frog references.
I don't know if she'll get those.
Doesn't matter. Try it.
All right.
Just try it.
Call her WB Network.
No, bro. Coming on the WB. Oh, what up, fools?
All right. Well, that's that. Apparently, I have a girlfriend now.
Yeah, good for you, dude.
Oh, boy. Next up is our top 10 list.
Oh, great.
You guys. Well, I just wrote a top 10 list. Do you have a top 10?
Hell yeah.
Even though you wrote a top 10 before you came?
I have a top 10 in my pocket at all times.
Oh,
I write
God.
It just in case I can do something. I somehow can randomly show up or you occasionally call me sometimes, dude.
Oh.
I'm saying call me.
I didn't know if I was allowed to.
Of course.
Does my
you're
phone work
to.
Outside campus?
That's a yes. That's the dumbest thing you've said in a while.
Okay.
Of course it does.
I don't know. I don't leave campus a lot.
All right, we're leaving campus this weekend. Give you a taste of the real world. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear the...
We have actual paper.
This is my top 10 things I can no longer do at my office job.
Oh,
you ready?
Man. This is going to be depressing. Okay.
No, I think it'd be fun. Number 10.
Yeah.
I can't haze people anymore.
How? Why
they
not?
Get upset. Well, they can. Well, when they say hazy, and I say pranks, like the shaving cream on the chair.
Yeah,
can't do it anymore.
Shave and a haircut. No
two
chair.
Pairs, yeah, when the chair explodes. Okay. Number 9. I can no longer bring live cats into the office.
What?
People, there's apparently allergies. They don't like it. But when you walk into the office,
yeah,
because I walk occasionally. It's nice.
Yeah,
it's nice in San Fran. I walk into the office. If I'm passing by a homeless woman who's got a box full of kittens, guess where they're going?
To the office.
Hell yeah.
Office
cats.
Office
What's
cats.
Wrong with that?
That way they have no office mice.
Yes. It takes care of everything. 1-2 punch, bam.
Done and done.
Easy peasy. They did not enjoy
Suck
that.
Suck on that.
Oh, my
Suck
God.
Suck on a cat, it's called.
Suck on a cat, baby.
That's dumb.
Number 8.
Yep.
We can no longer... I cannot force people to help me reenact Dead Poets Society anymore.
What?
Yeah. They didn't like it. No one wants to learn poetry.
Third favorite movie.
Third. Top 3.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dead Poets, Purge.
Purge.
Forrest Gump. That's what it is.
Yep. Easy. 3-1. But why? Right. Why don't they like the poems? What's wrong?
People say they gotta do work at work. I don't understand. Mm. I'm saying this is gonna be huge on YouTube if the whole office reenacts Dead Poets Society.
Yeah.
Like verbatim. I think like no one has to kill themselves at the end, like for reals. We use ketchup, you know?
Yeah.
Ah, it's crazy.
How do you know who's the captain?
No one knows.
Stupid.
Dumb. Number 7. Also, I want to honor Robin Williams, god damn it.
Oh, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Wait, have we done this before, Robin Williams? The last time you were on? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
I haven't visited in a while.
Well, anyway, yeah, we should honor
Absolutely.
Robin Williams.
All right.
Every turn we should
every
do it.
Turn.
Sometimes I just rub lamps hoping that a genie comes out in honor of Robin Williams.
Occasionally I dress up as a woman and see if I can get my kids back, and then I remember I don't have kids. Number 7.
That's called just dressing up as a woman.
No, it's not. Oh. I'm trying to get my kids back.
You okay?
What? I'm trying to get my kids
That's
back.
That's the number 4 movie, by the way.
This is Doubtfire? Oh. 1 hour photo for me. Number 7. We can't do pig races anymore. Remember how we used to do the annual fall pig race?
Yeah.
Can't do it in the office.
Why?
No animals. Same thing with the cats.
Aren't the cubes like perfect for
it
racing?
It is a perfect square, perfect for pigs. There's enough room for everybody. You block off where you don't want them to go. It's not that hard.
Where's America going? I want to make America great
down
again.
Down the tubes, okay?
Vote for Grab Grab.
Vote for Grab Grab.
He's
going to
make
Grab.
Campus great again.
Best dean in the United States. Number 6, I can no longer deliver drunk cupcakes on my day off.
Why? Like, well, who would say no to that?
People, apparently. Drunk cupcakes, if you're unfamiliar, is what I do is I go to other businesses. I'm drunk, and I bought cupcakes, and I try to show up and give cupcakes to people drunk.
Yeah.
Apparently, it gets people in trouble and possibly fired from their jobs. But whatever, not my problem. That's I just want to drop off drunk cupcakes.
That's stupid.
Number five, I can no longer attend holiday parties.
What?
I don't want to get into it.
No, what's the story?
I don't want to get into it.
What's the story?
I don't want to get into it.
Oh, my God.
Pantsless Santa. Number four, I can't give people nicknames anymore. Apparently, I've been told... Chirish is offensive, apparently.
Bullshit.
That's what I say.
Bullshit.
So I can't give people nicknames anymore. And it's, it's one of my gifts. I can look at someone and go, I know what your nickname is. There.
That's weird.
I hate it.
What happens if you work with somebody who's like half French, half Australian?
Fruzy?
You can't call him a Fruzy.
Can't call him a Fruzy anymore.
That's stupid.
Can't call him a frog roux. Can't do that.
What?
It's horrible.
What happens if somebody is half Danish... half German.
Crutch.
You can't call him a crutch?
Yeah. Crouch and Kraut and Dutch.
Yep, that's it.
Crutch.
Yep.
I don't like it.
That's stupid.
Number three.
I run into a lot of half people. Sorry.
That's all right. No, all right. The world's expanding. You got to become accustomed to it.
Anyway, go on.
Also, I kept trying to find someone to call Donkey Lips and no one would take it. And it really upset me. It's an honor for Salute Your Shorts.
Dude, I only remember one kid's name from Salute Your Shorts and that's Donkey Lips.
That's all you need.
Anyway,
number three, happy hour Tuesdays are not a thing, apparently.
Since when?
Apparently, this year. I don't know.
Bullshit.
It's nonsense. Bullshit. Happy hour Tuesdays starting at 2 p.m. do not exist anymore. Number two, illegal craps gambling out of the break room. I can't do that anymore. Remember how I used to have that casino I ran out of the back of the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore.
That's untouched, too.
Oh, good.
The casino's untouched.
We're going to open that this weekend and rake in the dough.
Yes!
Yes! And then number one, everyone else can, but I can no longer do casual Fridays.
Wait, why?
Pantsless Santa. Moving on! What do you have, Bro Banks? What's your top 10 list?
Oh. Police.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, officer. Is there a problem?
All right, got this gentleman down at the local Five and Dime trying to buy some stuff.
That's just squeeze.
Can you just tell him that you raped me or do this so we can go?
Officer, we have no idea who that gentleman is.
All right. Yeah, I thought you were lying to us. Let's go, you freak.
All right, thanks, officer.
Yeah, well, man, Squeeze got himself into another adventure.
Is in trouble. We'll break him out in 2 days.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, top 10 list, my bro.
If I go, he better be in an orange swimsuit and jumpsuit. He better make that into a swimsuit.
He better.
Better not have a shirt on, I swear
to
God.
Absolutely not.
I swear to God, that scrawny little man. All right, what's going to my top 10 list?
You want me to count you down?
Yeah, these are the top 10. Remember this? You did this for years. Top 10 things I want to do before I graduate.
Yes! Number 10.
Number 10. I want to make the basketball team.
Dude, I think you got a chance.
Yeah, dude.
You were tall.
Yep.
You got good calves.
I got 4 years of eligibility left.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Number 9.
Number 9. I want to break into the chemistry lab and steal all the supplies I need for making meth.
What?
Someone just finished watching Breaking Bad.
Great show, right?
It's so good.
I want to drive. Oh, I got an RV we can use.
Sweet.
Yeah, dude.
Done. Number we'll do that this weekend, too.
Got a lot of stuff. We got a full week. We got to wrap this up. Number 8.
Number 8. I want to take a dump somewhere in the library.
Oh.
And then leave clues in the card catalog.
I fully support this.
Yeah.
I just couldn't remember if I ever made it to the library. I think I did.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
But, like, I want people to use that old, the old Dewey Decimal System to find Dewey Poopy.
Have you been reading again?
What?
Bro Banks, have you been reading?
No, dude, I never go to the library. I don't know the secret areas in the library.
Good. All right, keep that up.
Water Buffalo and I have never had sex in the library somewhere.
Good.
That is under, file that under fiction.
Wait, what? All right, number 7.
I'm going to find the secret tubes that go around campus that connect all the buildings underground. I'm going to find all the secret tubes. Yeah, and I'm going to find the, because apparently there's a teenage hamsters that are mutants that live down there.
Do they know ninja skills?
They have zero ninja skills.
Then we gotta
They're good at accounting.
What?
That's the rumor.
Wow.
That's what I was told. I was
I'm
real
help
drunk.
You find these.
Me and Water Buffalo are trying to find it. What's the next one?
Six.
I want to go sleep in my old dorm room.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to break in. I don't care who's there anymore.
Oh, yeah. What hall were you in?
I was in North Scott Hall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Eighth floor.
Yeah, dude. We're doing it.
Room 813.
We're going through the window.
And I hope my porn stash is still hidden in one of those bricks.
I hope so.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. We're doing it.
We're doing that this weekend?
Hell yeah. We got a full plate.
We got some time.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as we're done with this, we'll just go ahead and hit it.
4-day weekend.
Cool.
Number five.
I want to release the animals in the science department that they're doing. They're doing all those tests on.
That's not a sarcastic clap. That's a real clap.
It's hard to tell with you.
Oh, sorry.
But
that's
yes.
a real clap. I'm going to help you with that.
Good.
Yes.
Dude.
Save the animals. Eat them, but save them.
There's a couple horses in there.
What?
Yeah.
They got horses?
They had horses on the ground floor.
We could ride those horses. Oh, we let loose the animals, take the horses, ride the horses into the secret tubes to find the hamsters.
Done.
Great.
That's done.
Number four.
And apparently it's just all for cancer research. Anyway, number four. I'm finally going to get those Dave Matthews Band concert tickets.
Yes.
Every year, they go on sale too early.
Yeah.
And I wake up too late. They go on sale at like 8, like apparently when you're going into work.
Ugh.
The only thing left are Creed tickets.
No one likes Creed.
But I still go.
Well, you have to.
With arms wide open.
Number two. Three.
I want to make the campus paper by doing something.
Oh, doing what?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe one of these things before it will help me get onto that.
Yeah,
I'll make it into the Advanced Titan.
Absolutely. The Advanced Titan? Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the name of the paper.
I forgot the name of the paper. Number two.
Get my face up at O'Malley's.
Oh, O'Malley's! You mistress!
Oh, dude, by the way, your face is down at O'Malley's.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Bacon?
Yeah.
Bakes?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, grab, grab.
We're getting our faces up on that wall again.
Yes. Oh, man.
You hear that, O'Malley's? We're coming for you.
Oh, don't give them a heads up.
They won't listen.
Okay. I think a lot of people don't. And number one. Is I'm gonna go to the Commons. The latest you can go to the Commons at dinner, right? Uh-huh. I'm gonna eat food, right?
Okay.
Then I'm gonna hide somewhere. I'm gonna close down the Commons,
uh-huh.
And then I'm gonna be trapped in the Commons. I'm gonna spend the night in the Commons,
yes,
and eat all the egg rolls,
yes. I support this.
Yeah? I don't know if we have time for that this weekend.
No, we don't, but we'll come back. Rumor is a kid once did that. He hasn't been heard from since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about that, and that's why I want to do it.
Old.
Maybe I'll cross over and meet him.
Oh, yeah.
The All kid those things.
Was Marsh something. I forget.
That's George Marsh.
George Marsh.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I love that guy.
George Marsh, if you're listening via Ghost...
Ghost casting.
We miss you.
Oh, man.
We're going to try to honor you at one point with some egg rolls.
Well, that's all I had, man. We got a lot of stuff to get done this weekend, so...
we got to get started.
Dude, I'm so happy that you're back.
I'm happy to be back, man. It's good to be back. Thanks for keeping this podcast live while I was gone, man.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Who is it now?
You got a surprise.
Squeeze! How'd you get away from the cops? You okay?
Yes, can I need to lay low for a while?
Oh, God. Where's the cop, Squeeze?
Squeeze.
Oh my God, you are covered in blood.
Oh God,
oh, we gotta figure this out.
Squeeze?
We got a full weekend.
Wash that blood off your top part. I don't need to see. You can't have anything on your top.
No top.
Everybody just need to get rid of the evidence.
Yes, we're gonna do it right now. We got a full weekend.
We got a whole lot of stuff.
Oh boy, let's
weekend.
Do this. All right, remember, elect grab for Dean.
That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, you can listen to all our episodes on trythispodcast.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. You can contact us at trythispodcast@gmail.com or right on our Facebook page. Side note, I just released a new poster on my website, mariomaps.com. If you're a Chicago Bears fan, you'll probably enjoy it. It's a caricature of Jay Cutler, and it says, "Don't care." If you're not a Bears fan and you're a fan of Super Mario World, then you might want to check out that site, too. It's mariomaps.com. Check it out. That helps support me, and then in turn, supports the podcast. That's it. Make sure to tune in next week, and we'll have on a new guest, and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this. and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.